Wynn Dorvin paused before re-entering his office. He had to brace himself for the remainder of his encounter with the Jedi waiting for him. Seldom had Dorvin encountered a personality that was simultaneously so strong, so focused, so dull. But Dorvan was a professional. He put on a pleasant smile he didn't feel and walked toward the door. It rose to admit him to his private office. In a chair, his back to the door, sat Sathias Sar. The Chev Jedi did not visibly react as Dorvan entered. Dorvan moved past to resume his seat behind the desk. "The Chief of State regrets that she cannot join us, but reiterates that she too is an enemy of slavery, both within and outside the Alliance." He glanced at Sar to gauge the Chev's reaction to these perfunctory words. Sar was asleep, slumped in his chair, his head lolling to one side, his eyes closed. Dorvan looked at him in surprise. He smiled, amused. Never before had he caught a Jedi napping. In this case, literally. It was all he could do to keep from laughing. "Jedi Sar?" Sar jerked, and his eyes opened. He looked around as if confused. "Obviously, the Jedi schedule is one of long hours and uncertain timing."
Yes.
Sar looked at him as if Dorvan had suddenly grown a third eye, as if only half recognizing him. The Jedi seemed to compose himself rapidly enough, though.
"I should be going."
"Without hearing what the Chief of State has to say?"
No, of course not.
Sar twisted to glance at the door, as if half expecting to see Dalla standing there. He returned his attention to Dorvan.
"Perhaps you could walk me out and tell me as we go."
"Of course." As they left the office and headed toward the lift accessing the main entrance level, Dorvan tried again. "Chief Dalla wants you to understand that she is as devoted as anyone to eliminating the remnants of slaver mentality from the galaxy."
"Yes, yes."
Sar fidgeted, and as soon as the door opened to give them access to the turbo lift, he darted inside. Dorvan followed.
"But she does have many other demands on her attention and resources, of course." "Of course. Main level."
The turbolift doors dropped into place, and the lift descended. Dorvan felt a flash of impatience. Sar normally played the verbal politics game with skill and enthusiasm. Now it seemed he couldn't be bothered.
"So, perhaps you could put together a proposal for cooperative effort between the Jedi and the government, using resources of both for her to evaluate, achieve both our ends, perhaps engender a greater feeling of cooperation between us than we've experienced recently."
Sar turned to look at him, a stare of evaluation. Dorvan felt unsettled by it. It was as if the Jedi were staring through a magnifying lens at him, discovering for the first time that Dorvan belonged to a hitherto unknown species. But he merely said,
"Good idea."
The turbolift stopped, and the door shot up. Sar stepped out into the building's main entrance hall. To the right, 100 meters away, was sunlight. Between here and that exit were innumerable cross corridors, doors into offices, bustling politicians, ambling protocol droids. Sar set off at a rapid walk in the direction of the exit. Dorvan struggled to keep up with him.
"Jedi Sar, let me speak frankly. Tensions between the Jedi Order and the government are damaging both. It behooves us to go out of our way to find common ground, to calm things down before something sparks a tragedy, before our differences become irreconcilable. If the heads of both groups cannot find this common ground, perhaps lower ranks can. Yes?"
"Yes."
Sar sounded not in the least interested. And it was then, finally, that Dorvan realized what he was seeing, what he was hearing. The realization was almost like being hit by a stun beam, though in this case, it was a wash of fear rather than energy. If he was right in his guess, he was in more danger at this minute than he had been in years. But he had to know. He thought back over recent events, over the odd behavior of other Jedi, and finally he said,
"You're probably wondering what I've done with the real Wynn Dorvan."
If Dorvan was wrong, if Sar's behavior had some more innocuous explanation, Dorvan could explain the comment away as a figure of speech. Sar stopped and spun to face Dorvan. Suddenly, his lightsaber unlit was in his right hand. His eyes were wide, not with fear, but with the awareness of a man ready to enter combat, taking in as much visual data as he could. Dorvan stopped too, uneasily aware that a single wrong move might lead to his death. He felt as if a heavy weight were resting on his chest. It was difficult to breathe. "Jedi Sar, I'm unarmed." Sar seemed to disappear. Dorvan blinked and realized that Sar was still before him, now a dozen meters away and running at such speed that he appeared to blur as he headed for the exit. There was a shriek as the Jedi brushed past an aide carrying a precariously balanced stack of data cards. The cards went flying in an arc, clattering to the stone floor of the hallway. Dorvan grabbed his comlink. "Lockdown! Lockdown!" Those words, broadcast by his comlink, triggered an instant and automated response in the building's security system. The sunlight ahead suddenly narrowed as blast doors began a rapid close and seal. A low, bone-rattling alarm tone began cycling. The blur that was Jedi Sar suddenly became even harder to focus on as he raced to the exit, diving through the closing doors when there was less than a meter's gap between them. Dorvan cursed.
"Dorvan, this is Captain Brace in security. What is..."
"Jedi male, Chev, leaving main entrance, dark robes, is a mad Jedi. Repeat, mad Jedi. Bring all resources to bear to track him. Do not confront him unless you have the resources necessary to take down a Jedi Knight."
"Understood."